Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, on a very, very hot day. It's 94 degrees out right now, and that's not the heat index. The heat index, I think, is in the hundreds, if not 100. Today is just, when it's hot like this, I think people should be required to keep their mouth closed, including myself. I'm wearing a black tank top and a fuchsia skirt with black flip-flops. First thing out of one of the residents' mouth, that's an awful color to wear, for you to wear. And I'm thinking, okay, well, excuse me? Black. You're wearing black on a hot day. That's terrible to wear. This coming from a woman who has dyed the top of her head blue. And she intentionally dyed her hair bright blue on the top of her head, and the rest of her head is shaved. Yeah. Fashion tips, weather tips from a woman who's old enough to be my grandmother, who has the top of her hair dyed blue and the rest is shaved. Anyway, then the next thing was the maintenance crew decided to poke at me for wearing flip-flops and a skirt, and they were all going on about, oh, well, maybe I should wear a skirt and show off my sexy legs, and maybe I should wear flip-flops, and I just ignored them and stood there texting my phone, Twitter, making comments. I think I tweeted something about them poking at me. And then the last thing was where I have to park the van when I'm stationary and dealing with the residents is down in the cul-de-sac driveway. Whoever designed this building did not take into consideration delivery trucks, food trucks that would be coming in when they made this cul-de-sac. Big vehicles, you know, the UPS truck, FedEx, mail trucks. And if we're all there at the same time, we pretty much hog up the whole cul-de-sac. For one, it's illegal because it's the fire lane, but, you know, we're making deliveries and we move pretty quickly. However, I was killing time, and it's too hot to sit in a van with the AC running. You can still get heat exhaustion, trust me. It's happened to me before, so I wasn't going to do it again. Why not go into the building and enjoy the air conditioning? I forgot it's the monthly birthday party. That means all the residents are down standing in line in the lobby to gain entrance into the dining room so that they can get their assigned seats. No, we don't have assigned seating, but they have their seating. You know, like the cool table in the cafeteria at high school. It still exists, even when you get older. So, one of the residents, who is a pear-shaped woman with white hair and glasses, she drives. White hair and glasses. God, I just described half the residents there. Anyway, she said, she was watching this big food truck, and I was watching it from the other other waiting room, the fish tank room. I was watching it. Now, anybody who's ever dealt with CDLs or knows anything about it knows that you're trained how to maneuver your vehicle. That is your skill. If you think you cannot get in and out of a situation, then you don't put yourself in that situation. If you got a semi in a cul-de-sac and you've seen it, you shouldn't have gone into it. You should have, you know, did whatever you could to avoid that situation. So she's watching, and the mail truck is in front of me, and we're parked where we always park. I'm parked in the spot that is out of the way for most vehicles to drop off door side. And I hear this loud voice from the other waiting room. You think she'd have sense enough to move that damn van? So then I moved back and made eye contact with her because she couldn't see me because there were so many people. But I moved back enough where I could make eye contact, and then one of the other residents said, oh, hi, how you doing? And I said, oh, I'm doing all right. On these hot days, though, I'm lacking common sense. I probably should have gone and moved that damn van. but it's too hot and I can't think. And I said, but you know what? It's not my van. It's the company van. And if people don't like where it's parked, they can always go into the office and complain. Or I can hand the keys here and leave right now. It's just too hot to play this bullshit, nitpicky crap. And so then I went into the boss's office and I said, you know, just letting you know, I smarted off to one of the residents because I glared right after at her after I said it. And then the lady she was sitting next to just kind of, oh, you know, being silly, huh? I know that you heard it. Just by, and then, you know, all the other residents said it. And then I was saying it really loud to complain to another resident how, you know, I hope to God I can make it till mid-August. Really. It's just too hot for this crap.